Well, where have you been? I can hear you still asking. Which incidentally reminds me of the old joke about the Chinese guy in Belfast, who of course has been selling Chinese carryouts till about 4 the previous evening. By 8 o'clock in the morning he gets rudely wakened up by somebody blathering at his back gate. He opens his bedroom window and spies a boy in a donkey jacket from the Belfast Corporation Cleansing Department. He sticks his head out and shouts down, "What do you want?" This helpful character shouts up at him, "Where's your bin?" The Chinese guy looks a bit baffled and then replies, "I've been to Hong Kong." "Nah," says the bin man, trying to be more explicit. "I mean, where's your wheelie bin?" The Chinese guy looks even more perplexed and then answers, "I've really been to Hong Kong." Well, I haven't been to Hong Kong, but I did visit Beijing back in 1999. I've been doing two things, really. My wife, Jerry, whom I mentioned earlier, has just had her first novel published on Amazon.com, so I've been helping with the cover design and all the publicity for that. Jerry's been doing a few radio interviews, and we had the official launch just last week in Belfast. Then, of course, I've been trying to get some more work done on this wee property in County Down that I've mentioned before, weather permitting, that is. At the moment, I'm rebuilding a stone garden wall at the back of the building, working in a very confined space. There's only a foot or so between the wall I'm building and the shed next door. This wall's about 28 inches wide with stone on both sides and a blackwork cavity wall in between, so it takes a bit of time to build. It's very therapeutic though, even in these cold winter days when you're working into the darkness. And quite often one or other of my neighbours will call in for a while and have a bit of a natter. A friend once asked me, "Do you not get lonely working away there on your own all the time?" I said it was never lonely when the world and his brother can pass most days and stop in for a yarn. That's one thing about being out in the country. Everybody speaks to you, and they toot their horn and wave to you as they drive past. Then there are quite a few strangers who are lost and trying to find their way to somewhere. Because our place is at a wee crossroads, it's the ideal place to stop and ask me for directions. This being wintertime, we've started a brand new tradition in Belfast, the Continental Christmas Market. Now, a market isn't exactly a new idea, but this is a European market. So there are stalls selling French crepes, Spanish paella, wee Dutch pancakes with liqueurs added, Wiener schnitzel, bratwurst and German beer, African wood carvings, Asian food, and all kinds of jewellery, crafts and gifts. It's great to wander around in the cold looking at the stalls and eating some hot spicy food and drinking hot chocolate or mulled wine. It's like being in Prague or somewhere else in Europe. And of course, there are a couple of pubs set up inside large marquees, so you can have a pint of Harper Guinness or whatever right there in the middle of it all. This is all set up in the grounds of Belfast City Hall, so it's right in the city centre, with all the big stores just across the street. And if you're doing your Christmas shopping.